Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Jeff, follow me. Let's go get some cacao.
Recently, wildlife biologist and host of ABC's Ocean Treks, Jeff Corwin, went to a remote Mayan village in San Pedro, Colombia, to learn an ancient secret. And he sent us this audio postcard.
We're here in a traditional Mayan cacao plantation. I'm with Feliciano Pup. And your family has been producing chocolate for how many generations?
I am the third generation.
And it goes back for how many years?
Thousands of years, man.
The people that live in these rainforest-topped hills have been making chocolate and growing the cacao exactly the way we're about to do now.
Yeah.
Can we see inside the pot?
Sure.
Luciano's got his machete. And he's carefully sliced away the pod from the tree. And with the machete, he's cracked it open. And we see inside this amazing fruit. Feliciano, this does not look like chocolate.
No, looks like a lump of brain, but it is chocolate.
Looks like a lump of brain.
Yeah, a lump of brain.
And when you taste it...
It tastes good stuff.
How would you describe that flavor?
Fruity.
It has a taste of melon, pineapple, banana, a sweet, sour, sticky fruit.
Mm-hmm. Slimy.
It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
In a hot day like this, it's refreshing.
Absolutely. You see all these beans right here? This will make the chocolate. But it still has to go through some process yet. We got to take these beans, ferment it, sun-dry it, and then we roast it, crush it to make hot chocolate drink and even chocolate bars.
I've made my way to the cooking area of the Pup family home. I look above, I see a thatched roof. It's stained from generations of smoke. I look out and I see other thatched roofs. There are chickens and roosters, turkeys gobbling about. And above us, there are rolling clouds coming in, and it sounds like a thunderstorm is soon to pass. Victoria is taking a handful of the nibs onto the stone. She's grinding it back and forth. And very quickly, we see this amazing reaction, those powdery dry nibs, that smoky aroma being released, is being converted into a paste as the oils and fats are released, causing this mixture to be bound together.
So now, Jeff, we're going to dilute the paste with hot water to make our cacao drink.
Hot water's poured in.
So now, Jeff, the drink is ready. Cacao drink.
Victoria's filled up a little calabash gourd, a squash gourd, and pours it into my little gourd cup. The smell is intense, has a spiciness to it, a richness to it. And when you taste it, pure chocolate sings through. It's almost like drinking a liquefied time machine that takes us back to the age of the ancient Mayas, the people that lived in this rainforest landscape thousands of years ago. This is what it tasted like when they drank it. And this...
Pure.
That's a great way to describe it. Pure. And we're reminded of the great importance of chocolate back then and as it is today, celebrated around the world. Victoria, thank you so much for this experience.
You're welcome.
Cheers to you.
Hey, cacao.
That's wildlife biologist Jeff Corwin. He was in San Pedro, Colombia, Belize. That piece was produced with help from Michael Velasco. And Jeff is actually here with us in the studio. It's great to see you again, Jeff.
Delighted to be here.
So learning how to make Mayan chocolate in Baileys. And I'm sorry, I misidentified where you were when we first introduced that lovely audio postcard. So I just want to apologize to the residents of San Pedro, Colombia, Baileys. But tell us about this experience.
Well, it was delightful to be able to explore this rainforest. It's actually a rainforest where I did my graduate work. But not on chocolate. I did that on snakes and bats. But I always had a fascination with how the Mayan community would harvest and grow chocolate. So I traveled to this village and connected with this incredible family that have been making chocolate for generations, as they have done for over 2,500 years.
Wow. Now, our staff here knows that I regularly consume hot chocolates, but the sort of horrible powdered industrial variety that we can get in stores here. You've brought in some of what you made.
Actually, Baileys?
Magna,
I brought the I just made this
made it fresh today. Okay.
I made this fresh.
Okay, but and using those techniques.
I used basically pure chocolate grown in the jungle. So what we've done first is you can see the chocolate beans. You can smell the ones that have been fermented, and they have a slightly sour taste. But if you smell the ones that have been toasted, you can actually smell the chocolate. So I have a metate, and this is the grinding stone.
Yeah.
Now, what you have to remember is chocolate was so important to the ancient Mayan community. It was actually a form of currency. The scientific name of chocolate is Tia Broma Cacao, which means the drink of the gods. And that's what it was. It was the original energy drink because it had caffeine. And legend has it that folks that were unfortunately had the poor disposition of being sacrificed, as many were, their last rite was a nice drink of chocolate
before
they moved on.
Now, this metate, did I say that right?
Yes,
that
the metate.
It looks like a mortar
and pestle. It's a mortar and pestle.
But the one you have here, it looks well used.
It is. It's about 1,000 years old.
Oh, okay.
And so if you peel back the outer shell of the toasted chocolate, you see this curious seed inside.
Yeah.
That's the nib. Now, it starts out dry, and when I start moving it around very quickly, you can see it starts to liquefy.
Right.
It's very heavy.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I got it.
And if you take your finger, smear that, smell it, and taste it.
Oh, okay. And these were like the oils and the fats being released, as
yes,
you were talking about.
The fats, that is pure 100% dark chocolate. Now,
okay,
what you have to remember is that the ancient Mayans, who treasured this drink, they did not have sugar, because sugar didn't come until European explorers came. They did not have milk. They didn't have any dairy products. So it would have been served with roasted corn, maize, which corn originated in the jungles of Central America, chilies, honey, fermented agave. These were the ingredients. And this is what's in this. This is pure chocolate with water, chilies, and honey. Actually, honey from my bees.
Okay. I'm going to give it a try here. I cannot wait.
It's different, isn't it?
That is amazing. I drink a lot of hot chocolate, people. This is unlike anything I've had
before. So you get that sort of hit of pepper in the back of your throat. You get the bitterness of the chocolate. And it was fortified with the corn, the maize. So essentially, it is an energy drink. It has caffeine in it. It has all the properties to lift up your energy when you're working in that traditional Mayan farm called the milpa.
So let me ask you, Jeff, the history of chocolate as you're describing it, its importance to Mayan culture, I mean, how important is the role of chocolate production of cacao in, for example, rainforest conservation now?
Well, it's interesting because we know that we lose rainforest at a disastrous rate. Every hour, we destroy 3,000 acres of rainforest. That's the size of Connecticut and trees, animals, and plants scraped off the earth every year. So chocolate evolved in a rainforest. This is the ecosystem where this incredible product began. So to grow chocolate in a healthy, successful, sustainable manner, you need a healthy rainforest. And in San Pedro, Colombia, Belize, the actual plantation of this chocolate farm, this cacao plantation, grows in a tropical rainforest.
Wow. Well, Jeff Corwin, he's a wildlife biologist, conservationist, host of the ABC series Ocean Treks with Jeff Corwin, and today he brought to us the taste of Mayan history and culture.
Time travel back
exactly.
to the ancient Mayans, but without the sacrifice.
No human sacrifices here. But Jeff, it is always so great to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
I enjoyed it.
Well, that's it for today, everyone. I'm going to drink my Mayan hot chocolate here. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.